plate a potential nugget.
Atul, thank you so much for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
Pleasure to be here.
And in a way, given it's a day after Mother's Day, a good place to start might be to rewind the clock. One of the things I'm curious about is how much of who we are gets baked in early in our lives. So maybe if you could reflect on, let's say, the formative years of your life, first 10, 15 years, could you talk a little bit about what got formed then, which still forms a core part of who you are?
I actually had exceptional grades in school. I was in Campion and then in Jaihind. Yeah. And I think this is, we're talking now in the 70s and early 80s. So, you know, if you had the grades, it was generally assumed at that time that you'll become one of three, four professions, you know. And primarily with engineer, doctor, CA, yeah, chartered accountant, etc. Yeah. So, you know, and I was exceptionally good at chemistry. I enjoyed that subject. Mm-hmm. My dad had a chemical factory. It almost seemed logical that I'd become a chemical engineer. Now, right. I had the grades to get into UDCT, which is now called the ICT. At that time, the University Department of Chemical Technology. And
possibly the best chemical degree in the country.
In the country by far. I rated, I think, in the top 10 in Asia as well.
Right.
And, you know, so it was just one of those things that you got into UDCT, everybody was like, oh my God, you got into UDCT. So, you know, but when I got there, I realized that chemical engineering had very little to do with pure chemistry per se. Mm. You know, it had to do with, the chemical process was pretty much already known. You had to design equipment and, you know,
sure.
It was more physics, and physics I hated. So all of a sudden I realized that I was quite easily going to be the worst chemical engineer known. Mm-hmm. And then when I checked a lot of the former grads, I found that very few of them were still doing chemical engineering. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why one would spend 4 years doing something that eventually they're selling insurance or running some company that had absolutely nothing to do with chemistry, the chemical process, physics or engineering. They were in finance, so, you know, then
I'm a good example of an engineer turned something else.
So it seemed to me like a singularly useless waste of 4 years, you know. And so I started talking to people, and which is an interesting story.
This is during your engineering?
Yeah. So in the first year, I realized ki yaar ye main nahi kar sakta, you know, this I really should not do. And the process of speaking to, I'm giving you this little build up because then it becomes relevant to where my parents were in the context of this.
Sure.
So, you know, I realized that, so I spoke to a couple of people. One of them was Prahlad Kakkar. And he said a very interesting thing. He said, you know, 95% of humanity goes to work every day. And 5%, I'm sure he made that number up in his head, but it seems very accurate.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and he said, you know, 5% makes a living at what it enjoys.
And how did you get to him, out of curiosity?
I don't recall exactly. I think it was, the former head of Air India was a family friend, and he worked, he headed the advertising of it, and
you know,
then he said, why don't you meet this filmmaker, Karki, you know, so
on.
So Prahlad said, you just ask yourself, what is it that nobody needs to tell you to do, you know, and if you're doing that to make a living, then, you know, you're never really working, and there's no concept of, you're never getting up on a Monday morning and going to work, you know. Weekend comes, ho-hum, big deal. The rest of my week was also fun, you know. So you can, if you're going to work, I figure you can work 4, 6, 8, 10 hours a day, you know. Beyond that, the motivation has to be a passion. Otherwise, it'll be work very soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said, okay, nobody needs to tell me to take pictures. And I shot, it was a very serious hobby, and I took some rubbish photos of, you know, dogs and cats and horses and sunsets and my sister or whatever, but I enjoyed that, you know, so I figured. And so when I started talking to my parents, then we met a couple of people. I met Gautam, which is a very interesting story as to how I met Gautam Rajadaksh. But when I spoke to my parents, I mean, they were freaking out because, and you can't blame them because, you know, from the background, my dad is the eldest of five brothers, and he has a master's in mathematics. The second one is architect, the third's a doctor, the fourth's a chemical engineer, and the fifth one is a chartered accountant.
What would be called respectable professions in the
context of then. And, you know, so they were like, you want to be a photographer, great, but what are you going to do for a living? You know, that kind of thing. But what was interesting was that, I mean, I wasn't someone who was flippant, you know, and I captained my school in cricket, in the debates. I represented Maharashtra State at the Republic Day Parade, in the NCC. I was school captain, you know, I captained basketball. So it wasn't like, this guy is going to chuck it all away. I mean, they would see, he'd be fairly serious about whatever. So, so I have to say, it was a very big decision for them, hats off. And they tried all these things of, but why don't you finish the degree and then you do whatever you want to and whatever. Right. I'm like, why would I waste 3 years? You know, makes no sense. And even though, to give due, absolute due credit, even though he couldn't afford it at that time, my dad insisted that, okay, you, whatever education you want is not a problem. You figure out which is the best place in the world to go to, and I'll send you there. I was like, but you can't afford it right now, you know. So, and he's saying, shut up, that's none of your business, you know. And, but this is your long rope, because the education is everything. The receipt I want for it, he always had this thing about a degree.
Yep.
So I said, you know, photography, I don't really need a degree. I can assist people, I can learn, etc. He said, no, no, no. I want a degree to make myself happy. The degree is my receipt for the money I'm spending.
Very interesting.
Okay, so you give me my receipt. I don't care what you do with this.
As a parent, I've done my best to equip you for whatever.
So it was a great line. He said, look, you know, this is your long rope. Now you come up with it or you hang yourself, is up to you. Okay, but I'm giving you that long rope. And after I've taken care of your education, your sister's education, etc., your mother and I will studiously spend your inheritance, which I thought was a very cool thing. And I have that's one of the few lines I have brutally used with my kids. Kya padhna hai batao? Okay, you get that one shot of the title. After that, good luck, buddy. You know, and if you need me to make phone calls, I'm more than happy to make them. Need me to stand guarantor for something, I'm happy to do that. But, you know, I mean, it's, you go on your journey now.
Got it.
And then that safety net right now, which is right under your ass, you know, for my kids, I will move that now 30 feet below.
Got it.
And then further below, and then take it away, you know. So then.
It's a great perspective. But it's also interesting that you move from best in the country to sort of best in the world, just in terms of once you'd said photography, the fact that they said
there was nothing here.
Okay.
There wasn't anything I could go do over here. I checked that out.
Okay.
There wasn't anything. There were some small courses at JJ, which was part of learning fine art. I mean, I can't paint to save my life, you know.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like I'm going to do classes in sketching and painting and wo side mein photography karo, right. You know, kind of thing.
Right.
So it needed to be a dedicated program. At the FTII, it was primarily film and moving cameras, you know. So, and that's not what I wanted to do. So, you know, it just then boiled down to where. And at that time, there were pretty much like 3 or 4 places in the world. There's lots more options now.
Sure.
You know, I mean, even pre-internet, there were a few more. But there was RIT in Rochester. There was Brooks Institute. There's Art Center in Pasadena in California. And I think there was one in London or something.
Got it.
But Brooks had a really good reputation at that time. And there were a couple of Indians there before me. So
understood. No, but again, just maybe persisting with that juncture, Atul, often, especially this generation, since you spoke about the kids of today, it's very easy to be dissatisfied with the status quo and say, I want to do something else. So what's your sense on how do you separate the real passion from, you know, a distraction, if you know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you have to be a photographer, you have to A, focus. You know, so focus has been a strong point in my life, I suppose, even from then.
Right.
Even before it was necessary for me to focus on subjects. You know, so I was quite clear ki yaar, I love this. You know, and what Prahlad said makes sense. And in today's day and age, I mean, you know, someone was telling me what. This David Guetta kind of, you know, DJs make, and it is numbing. It's actually unbelievable, you know. So, I mean, who would have thought that, right? So, you know, I didn't know at that time that no matter what you would choose to do, which is true of today and maybe, let's say, from about a decade ago to now,
right,
you know, where you could make a very good living at whatever it was. So, actually, it was a bit of a punt in the dark. You know, there weren't that many known people. When I came back, I can literally name the five people who were established as photographers. Today, you can throw a stone and hit one, you know.
Yep.
So, commercial photography. So, you know, it just was one of those things where, yaar karte hain yaar, you know.
And it seems like, because at the point you made the decision, I don't hear too much of, here's a career and this is what the opportunity.
You know, in Campion, where even if I say so myself, I was like, best boy and sterling student, absolutely, you know, my professors and all called me and said, what are you doing? And the term wasting your life showed up a lot at that time.
Very interesting.
So I told, in fact, I was telling Raju Hirani, you know, I said, you know, Madhavan's track, I mean, inadvertently, of course,
sure,
but Madhavan's track and Three Idiots is really my life.
Wow.
You know, because he switched in his movie from engineering to becoming a wildlife photographer.
Right.
I mean, so I shoot wildlife once in a while, but they're mostly on two legs. But so that's my track, so to speak. But well, I mean, like the line in Three Idiots is, you know, you work at being very good at what you do,
right?
And success jhak marte tere piche aayegi, that kind of thing, you know. So so it never was something ki if I do this I'll make that much, or if I did, I just want to take pictures.
Got it.
And if someone's paying me to take pictures, oh my God, how
it's
amazing.
Like an icing on you.
Yeah, superb.
You got know. It.
Oh, they gave me an extra zero, even better. But, you know,
sure,
I'd take the picture anyway.
Got it.
You know, so.
There were two takeaways for me here. The first was what Atul says about liking chemistry and doing chemical engineering. That was quite thought-provoking. And I find that in transitions, devil is often in the detail. It's like getting into the restaurant's business because you like good food. It's critical to be nuanced about what a career path is and what about it makes it relevant and exciting for you. The second takeaway for me was the power of listening to your inner voice. Our education setup prepares us to understand the world outside, but doesn't equip us to listen to the inner voice. Along the way, there are enough people that tell you you ought to be doing XYZ given your past, but you're the best judge of what is right for you. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.